A lot of kids love the circus. Maybe some imagine joining the circus one day. This kid did just that, and his story is one that touched many lives. I'll take you to his hometown next on The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In Sedan, Kansas, you can find the story of one of this town's favorite sons, Emmett Kelly.
He was born in 1898, and his family lived here till he was about seven. His dad worked for the railroad, and at that point, they talked about layoffs, so he bought a potato farm in Houston, Missouri, and moved his family over there.
Rosie Swaney at the Emmett Kelly Museum says that move to Houston, Missouri produced an encounter that changed Emmett Kelly's life forever.
While he was there, he saw a circus, and he became mesmerized by the circus.
Kelly was interested in art. He graduated high school and went to Kansas City for work. He once again encountered a circus, and this time he was old enough to join the group.
His first job was actually painting on their sidecars, and then he saw the aerialist and was really interested in that. So he bought a contraption at a secondhand shop, hung it up in his backyard, and started practicing. He became part of the Flying Kellys, him and his first wife, Eva.
Even though he was on the flying trapeze, he still enjoyed his artwork.
Well, he had drawn the character of Weary Willie just doodling one day, and it really spoke to him. He felt like life was hard, but the good always works out. And so he tried to convince the owners to let him become Weary Willie the hobo. They didn't think it was possible.
The circus owners weren't interested in a sad hobo clown as part of their acts, but that was about to change, and it would change Kelly's life as well. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.